Hello and welcome to this broadcast. We thank you very much for tuning in today, and we trust and pray and believe that it will be a blessing to your own heart as we consider Christ and the great hope that he is in a time when it seems as though that there is no hope. We're going to start the service by starting up with a chorus called "I Will Sing the Wondrous Story of the Christ Who Died for Me, How He Left His Home in Glory for the Cross of Calvary." And let's sing to the glory of God.
Thank you.
We'll now just bow in a word of prayer and ask God for his help in this service, and pray that his hand of blessing will be upon this meeting for his glory. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise thee that we can come into thy presence through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. We thank thee, O Lord, that we have this means whereby we can have these services, and that the people can hear the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the hope that there is in Jesus Christ, especially in this time whenever people think it's the end of the world, people think that there is no hope. But praise the Lord that thou dost give us hope, Lord, thou dost give us hope for tomorrow. We thank thee, O Lord, that with those who are in Christ Jesus, who have repented and believed the gospel, that they can wake up, God willing, in the morning to another day, or they can die to be with Christ, which is far better, which is gain. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for this service, Lord, that thy hand be upon it, thou wouldst richly bless it, thou wouldst even give me that help, Lord, to lead the meeting, that thou wouldst even give our sister Bethany, as she comes to read the scriptures, thou wouldst give her the help, Lord, as she handles thy word, and even give our brother John Craig that help, Lord, to preach the message, Lord, that thou hast laid in his heart. We pray, O God, that it be truly a word from thee, that, Lord, that through this message, thy word would go forth with power, with liberty, and with boldness, O God. That we pray that, Lord, that those that would listen into this service, Lord, that they would come and that they would hear a message from thee, a word that would even challenge and convict their own hearts and souls today, that they would come and bow the knee before God, acknowledge their sinner, believe in Christ, and call upon him for mercy. And we pray, dear God, that would richly bless the word that would be brought forth tonight. So, Lord, we look to thee for thy help, for thy blessing, and for thy presence. And we pray that even those that would even tune in, Lord, that thou would so speak directly to them at that very moment, if it is but a little time, if it is but a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes. Lord, you're already able to use those couple of minutes and seconds to speak to that soul. O God, we look to thee afresh. Cleanse us afresh from our sins. Draw near, we pray. We ask these things in Jesus' precious, worthy, in almighty name. Amen. We're going to continue to worship and praise God by the singing of this hymn. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And that is a challenging question. And we trust and pray that you have been washed by the atoning blood of the Lamb, because it's only the blood that can save. No man or church can save you, save Jesus Christ and his precious blood. So let's sing and praise God, for he alone is worthy.
We're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day, that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou passest over Jordan, to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land, which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.
Well, I want to thank Bethany for doing the scripture reading for us. And I want to pick some words out of verse 19 there as a text for the message today. The words are these: I have set before you life and death. In the scripture reading that we've had, the speaker is Moses. You'll all know the name Moses. Moses was a great leader of the nation of Israel. You'll also all remember that the nation of Israel was in captivity in Egypt. They had a difficult time there, spent many years there. But God in his mercy raised up Moses to lead the people out of Egypt. And you remember the crossing of the Red Sea. But the people didn't travel immediately to the promised land. The people spent some 40 years wandering in the wilderness. All during this time, Moses led the people faithfully. Moses brought the word of God faithfully to the people. And now we come to near the end of Moses' life. Moses has preached many times to them, as I've said. But there's a word on Moses' heart. It's as if to me there's a burden. He has a burden. There's a message that he wants to leave with them. It might very well be one of his very last messages to them. And here he is, standing before the survivors of the wilderness journey. They had seen great difficulties. The people had strayed away from God on many occasions. And Moses had exhorted them to repentance. He had exhorted them to come back to God. He had reminded them of God's goodness in the wilderness and how God had, through the difficulties, God had kept his hand upon them. We read in the scriptures that during that time, their very clothes didn't wax old. We read that their shoes didn't decay. So God had his hand upon them for good. And here, in this solemn assembly, Moses has something to say to them. And it's this: I have set before you life and death. Moses was calling upon them to make a choice. You know, I've often thought that, say this was my last opportunity to speak to you. This was my last chance to bring you a message from the Word of God. I would want to bring you this message. I would want to say to you, you have a choice in life. There is a parallel to today. You see, these people had known God's blessing. Not only that, they had listened to the word of God often. And maybe as you listen to this word today, you can see God's blessing in your life in the past. But you can also remember many times when you listened to the gospel. Many times, perhaps if you're not saved now, many times when you were exhorted to come to Christ. Well, it's my opportunity to give you that choice again, to set before you that choice. Moses' message was simply this: I set before you a choice. Our attention is particularly drawn to this because in that verse 19, Moses said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Moses was calling witnesses, and what loftier witnesses could he call? And you know, as you face this choice today, there are witnesses in heaven and earth. And that's a very solemn thing to think of, that there are witnesses to our choice. Now, when Moses spoke of death, he wasn't speaking of physical death. The people, as they travelled through the wilderness, had saw much physical death. No, Moses was talking spiritually. Moses was talking about eternal death. Moses was setting before them the choice of eternal life or eternal death. You know, we all face this crossroads. We all come to the point in our lives where we have a crossroads. One direction from that crossroads leads to life. One direction leads to heaven. You know, if I were to ask you today, do you want to go to heaven? Everyone would say yes. But there's a choice that has to be made. We don't just automatically go to heaven. In fact, we're all born sinners. We're all condemned. We have to make a choice. One direction at the crossroads leads to heaven. The other direction leads to death, leads to separation from God for all eternity. That direction is to hell. I ask you this afternoon to think upon these things solemnly. You see, there is no middle ground here. You have to make a choice. It has to be a positive choice for Christ. If you think you make no choice, well, that's a rejection of Christ. There is no middle ground. The message is so simple. When Moses stood before the assembled congregation of Israel, there were old people there. There were young people there. There were children there. There were leaders there. All classes of society. Moses' message was for them all to understand. And my message to you is simple. It's for each one to understand. I was encouraged there to read the urgency of the message, because in verse 15 it says, I have set before thee this day. Moses was emphasizing the decision needed to be made then. Then in verse 19, it says, I call upon heaven and earth to record this day. See, it wasn't tomorrow. It wasn't next month. It wasn't next year. Moses was calling upon them this day. Same message I have for you. I call upon you this day. The choice is entirely yours. It's a personal choice. But there's a wee word there at the end of verse 19 that says, both thou and thy seed may live. You see, this indicates to us that there is a consequence to the choice you make, and there is a consequence to your loved ones. But the responsibility to make the choice for yourself rests with you. There's a final word here, and a some divine advice. You see, we read at the very last of verse 19, therefore choose life, Now that's the word of God. That's a divine advice. Therefore, after all these things have been summed up, after you've considered all these things, the divine advice is, therefore, choose life. This afternoon, that's the message that I have for you. And if you're not saved this afternoon, how do you choose life? It's simply this. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ and confess your sins and seek forgiveness. And the scriptures say, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. I trust today that you will realize, if you're unsaved, that you do stand at a crossroads and that you will decide for Christ. Put your trust in him and you will have life. You will have eternal life, but you will have life with Christ on this earth and for all eternity. We're going to come now and sing the last hymn. It's number 13 in our hymnal. Come to the Saviour, make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly, saying, come. These words go to what I've just been saying. He's standing here today. The first line ends with, make no delay. I pray that you will decide for Christ today. You'll not put it off any longer, but you'll decide to come to the Saviour. Well, just as we come to a conclusion, I want to thank each one for tuning in. I trust that the service has been a blessing to you, and we hope to see you by this means as in the near future once again. We want to close our meeting with a short word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, We do thank thee for the opportunity to have fellowship in the various nursing homes this day and by this means. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless the word to each one. Thou knowest all our hearts, Lord. Our hearts are open before thee. And we pray, O God, that if there's one that's out of Christ, Lord, that today they will understand the need of salvation. And, O God, that they will come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. Be with us, each one. We pray, Lord, for each resident in the various homes. Lord, there may be difficulties and problems. And we pray, Lord, that thou will bless each one. We remember the caring staff as well. Lord, undertake for them and be with us until we meet again. In our Saviour's great name we pray. Amen.